Hello.
Hey, Miss Stringer, how are you?
Hi, I'm okay, I guess.
Oh, okay. This is Jennifer. I was just calling to check on you. I see that you had called in today. You were having some transportation issues.
Yes, ma'am.
What's going on with your transportation?
So on Sunday or Monday, my car was actually repossessed, and I'm just working trying to get it back. So I didn't actually have anyone to take me today.
Okay, you do know that we have an Uber service that can come out and get you.
No, ma'am.
Yeah, we have an Uber service that can come out. We have a two of them, matter of fact. One we usually use where we take the payment out of your check or whatnot. And we also have another guy that his wife works here, and if you use him on a regular basis, he'll give you like discounts and stuff like that, which
Okay.
might be a little bit cheaper. But I was trying to get with you, and I wanted to get with you anyway this week to, speak in regards of your attendance because it's dropped dramatically.
Right, yes, ma'am.
Over time, we have to start doing as far as with documentation on that. I'm showing, leading up for the last 3 weeks, absent, late, leaving early, things of that sort. That's been going on since last month.
Right. So I'm sorry. It's just been a lot going on. And I be trying to hold it together, but it's a lot going on.
So did you want the phone number for the Uber guy?
Yes, ma'am, I'll take it.
Okay, give me one second. Let me get that for you.
Okay.
Because I've had to use him too, but he's pretty good. How far do you stay from here?
I live like close to Belmont Apartments.
What is that?
McGee Road.
Oh, that ain't far. Not far at all. But if you can get your attendance up, we can get you home. Well, I can't do nothing about that until I get your attendance up and get your QAs and stuff on point.
How do we check our QA?
That would be as far as within your what's it called? It is called your agent portal. When you click on Internet Explorer, I'll have to basically show it to you.
Okay. So if we don't qualify to work from home at the time that we're what's the word? I guess reviewed, how long do we have to wait until we can like get reviewed again to work from home?
It just basically depends. Like, I'm gonna have to listen to some of your calls and make sure that you know how to work teams and know as far as with the basic stuff, and you have to pass your speed test with your
Oh, okay.
internet at home. It can't be used with Wi-Fi. It has to be used through an Ethernet cord. And then just make sure that you're, good enough to get there, but you gotta get your attendance up before I can send you. Hold on.
So I guess the question that I was asking is, how long do I have to get the attendance up? I guess that's what I'm asking.
Let me see what your start date was. When was your start date? Do you remember? I'm about to
I
see
think
now.
the second. I think it was May the 2nd.
Yeah, May the 2nd. So it's been about a month. I want to say about 2 or 3 weeks at the most.
Okay.
But by you not being here and missing so much time, we got to make sure you still know the ropes and stuff.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me give you his phone number. It's 317.
Oh, wait. Area code 334?
No, area code 317. 608-9537.
Okay.
And it's called, his name is Patrick, and let him know that you work at ASK. And ask him as far as with what he would charge you as far as with, you know, for the week to pick you up and bring you back. Because, you know, his wife works here, so he gives us discounts, and he's very cheap.
Okay.
And I'll give you a call back as far as with the update. And, or what you got on your phone? Do you got Teams on your phone?
Yeah, I have Teams and Outlook on my phone.
Okay, message me in Teams and give me an update.
Okay.
All right.